This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cavs, Celtics in Beantown tonight. Can the Cavaliers get revenge on Boston? Last time we saw these two teams, the Celtics were the better team. However, that Cavaliers team did not have someone who will be in the lineup tonight. I don't think he'll be starting, but fresh off the bench, DeAndre Hunter. So it's a new Cavs team, but will we see the old Celtics team? We don't know. The latest that we have right now from Boston when it comes to their injury report is that Holiday is questionable, Jaylen Brown questionable, and Luke Kornet questionable. So I don't know if Jaylen Brown's going to play tonight. Now, that doesn't mean that, like, if the Cavs beat the Celtics and they have no Jaylen Brown, that it's going to be a who cares. No, I think it absolutely is going to matter. It looks like Darius Garland. Tom Withers is in for Kent Carman. Tom, you said that it looks like the Cavs are relatively healthy, or as healthy as they've been.
Yeah, from what I see, they're good to go. Like, he's going to have his full complement of 13-man rotation. Yeah,
right. Yeah. And hey, if they can blow him out again, it's a national television game, so we'll see how competitive this game is. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see how these teams can really start to match up against each other. And, you know, Darius is somebody that I'm interested in seeing, because we had just talked about how Darius is all the way up top 50 or the top 100 when it comes to the Ringer. Darius Garland is all the way up to 25, and he has played like an all NBA player this year. He's been one of the best point guards in the league. I mean, you certainly make the argument. He's been right up there as maybe the second or third best point guard in the league. He's been that good, and he's missed the last two games. His bugaboo has been the Boston Celtics. I went back and looked. His last nine games against Boston, now he does have one big-time game against Boston in there, but last nine, his three-point shooting is at 33%. He has really struggled from the field. Their length, the veterans, I mean, they have the team. They're the one team with the guards in Derek White and Holiday, and the fact that Tatum and Brown can match up on the perimeter defensively. They do such a great job. And then when he finally gets by those guys and gets all the way to the basket, Horford seems to have his number, seems to be able to track down his shots. I'm interested in seeing Darius tonight really come out of that, because if Darius can have a big night tonight, whether or not Jaylen Brown is out there, that's not going to matter. I think that could go a long way in giving this team the confidence they need come playoff time.
Yeah, I think, you know, last year, I'll tell you what, Anthony, I think we all forget that Darius broke his jaw in Boston last year, right? In a normal basketball play, right? On a drive to the basket. Seemed like no big deal, right? Ends up missing a month and a half, 2 months, loses all that weight. I think he suffered from maybe some PTSD from that injury in the play.
For him.
It did. And you saw the way when he went to the rim last year, especially in the playoffs, right? It wasn't like that strong finish at the rim. It was kind of like, you know, arm out to the side, kind of flipping the ball up, like, get me out of here kind of attitude. So I'm with you. I think he's got to play well. He had 25 the last time they played the Celtics. I mentioned this earlier, and we talked about it for a minute yesterday. I'm really fascinated by Porzingis and how he changes the Celtics from a Cavalier standpoint, right? He's a hard cover. You got to figure that out. And listen, I think he had 19 or 20 the last time they played the Cavs, but he missed a half dozen shots that he probably normally makes, like your 10-footers just inside the free throw line. So
it's really no guarding him because he can shoot over everybody and he can do it from 28 feet.
Unicorn, right? He is what they hope Evan Mobley can become, right? A guy that's going to pull away rim protectors from the basket, going to open the floor up for your guards to drive, what have you. I'm with you. I like to see Darius play at his level. I want to see Evan Mobley, though, bounce back from what was a bad game the last time he played the Celtics. I think he had 7 points, got himself into some foul trouble. I want to remember that he maybe had some kind of an injury issue, nothing major that really, you know, kept him out for multiple games or anything like that. But he's got to play at the level that we saw him play at last year in Game 5 in Boston. He's got to be that guy. He's got to be grab the rebound, put the ball on the floor, go back up at the rim, all those kinds of things.
So the Cavs and Celtics look like they're on a collision course
no
in
doubt.
The Eastern Conference. The West is totally up for grabs. And I don't know if anyone was paying attention last night. LeBron James had another virtuoso performance. The Lakers win. And don't look now, but the Lakers, a 4 seed in the West and a game behind the Nuggets for the 3 seed. LeBron James, 33 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists. And I asked you before the show, and so I've allowed you to have some time to let it marinate. As someone who's covered LeBron like you have you started to think about what that would be like, LeBron and the Lakers here in Cleveland for a NBA Finals? Let's dare to dream here.
You know, there's going to be a final chapter to LeBron, and I don't know what it's going to be, whether it's going to be, yeah, he comes back to Cleveland and plays the Cavs in the finals, or does he take over ownership from Dan Gilbert at some point? Who knows?
I mean, oh boy.
There's going to be something. What's fascinated me, I'll be honest with you, Anthony, from this Luka trade standpoint, is now watching LeBron James reinvent himself yet again, right? We all wondered what LeBron in his later years would look like in the league. And I used to think about, okay, maybe he's going to be the Karl Malone type, right? You know, post.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Stop. you know, drag you out, shoot a 20-foot jumper every now and again. LeBron is still playing like he's 28 years old and not 40. So I think it's going to be fascinating to watch now.
And Tom, he started to play defense a little bit, which he did not do the first half of the year.
And I'm not a big analytics guy, but apparently his defensive numbers right now are through the roof over the last 20 games or so. He cares, right?
This is bonkers. I mean, the fact we're even talking about this when they for the last 4 years have been just an afterthought.
Yeah. And he's figuring it out. And if you watched him the other night, just the way he plays off of Luka, and they're so similar in the way they play, but that's going to allow LeBron then to figure out, okay, I'll do something different. I mean, that's how good he is, and that's why I hate to make that comparison to Michael, but to me, that's another reason you put LeBron at another level from Michael, just because of what he's doing at this stage of his career.
Well, and on paper, this Lakers roster is not built the right way. They really don't have, you know, the size inside. They're not supposed to be a team that could seriously contend to get to the NBA Finals. But I didn't think the Dallas Mavericks were last year.
Exactly.
But they had two basketball geniuses on the floor. Well, now you've gone from Luka and Kyrie together to Luka and LeBron. And LeBron is... don't let anybody fool you. Don't let anybody fool you. LeBron being stuck on four titles, that is not the way he wants to end his career. He knows that he needs to get to five to equal Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant. He needs to get to five.
Get to that pantheon.
Not to prove anything more in a LeBron versus Michael debate, but just it seems that I've said this, and some LeBron apologists have gotten mad at me over time. Like, LeBron with four titles doesn't seem right. I'm sorry. In his storied career, four looks too small.
No, and
it just does.
And one in Cleveland has never felt right.
No.
Right? 11 years
even
here to only get one. It's the one.
Even if that one is still, even by NBA people outside of Cleveland, they're like, that might be the most impressive ever. That might be the most valuable championship that there's ever been. Because then, what, are we going to say when Kevin Durant and Steph got together,
it's the trump card.
The magnitude of that title. But still is only one in 11 years there, and four over the course of his career, where he's been atop the NBA food chain for the better part of like two decades, it feels like.
18 years, yeah. He's the guy.
So what would that be like for fans here? I mean, obviously, it's not like, oh, who would you root for? No, we'd all be rooting for the Cavs, obviously. But
God, it would bring things such full circle, wouldn't it? It would just be amazing. I can't even get my head around it, to be honest with you. You threw that at me yesterday, and I thought about it a little bit. And just to... the idea that, and listen, there was a great moment this year, I thought, when Bronny came back here, and it was totally unexpected to me that the Cleveland crowd would embrace Bronny James the way they did. And especially when you consider, you know, when you think back to that 2010, that December game in 2010, right, where there was that cauldron of hate over at Rocket Arena.
It's one of the darkest days, I think, in Cleveland sports history.
Yeah. It gives me chills even now thinking about it. And he was forgiven. Obviously, he came back. He delivered on his pledge and his hopes to deliver a title here. And, you know, this is for you, Cleveland, and all those great memories we have of 2016. And, you know, you and I talked about this again yesterday, too. When LeBron left then in 2018, I think a lot of people felt like, you know what, those were the good old days. They're gone now. We'll never see basketball like that again. Well, now you've got this young Cavs team that could be on the precipice of potentially, I'm not going to call them a dynasty, but they are certainly in a 3 or 4 or 5 year window where they're going to be amongst the top two or three teams in the league every year. And just to see LeBron to come here to potentially, like you said, win number five against a Cavs team that is having, you know, maybe the best regular season in Cleveland history would be phenomenal.
And that's on the LeBron side of things.
Yeah.
This Cavs team's already talked about how important to them, Darius Garland, in recent weeks, what it would be like to cash in and go on a run without that guy. Because let's be honest, if you're a Cavs player, the identity of this basketball team in my lifetime, or I should say modern day, has been LeBron. LeBron has been a bigger deal than your team. I mean, your valuation, you know.
He will always cast a shadow over this franchise.
Right.
No question.
He's been, you know, we've had different colors. We've had different uniforms. We have tried 30 different ways to get this team to be identifiable. It's still LeBron. It's still what is associated with your team. Well, these guys are sick and tired of hearing about it. Like Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell and you know, Evan's not as outspoken. But they're like, hey, we're pretty good at basketball. Like, has anybody noticed that we're pretty good at basketball too? Yeah. And yet we're still being asked LeBron questions.
Yeah, and I guess that's on us as media members as well. It's kind of like it's an easy fallback narrative, but it is what it is.
Well, we're doing comparisons. I mean, Afternoon Drive show 2 days ago had a great conversation about whether or not this is the best regular season ever. And it feels like every year our fans want to talk about how this is better than the LeBron years. This is even more amazing. And we have the recency bias. But by the numbers, this regular season.
Oh, don't we do the same thing with the Guardians?
Blowing away.
Don't we do the same thing with the Guardians, though? Aren't we always comparing them to the 95 Indians or the 2007 Indians or whatever the case may be? So, yeah, that's the way it is. That's how it goes. But yeah, the LeBron Cavs matchup in the finals is just too good to be true.
All-timer.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.